January 31st, 1918. Dissolving oneself in Jesus to be able to say, what belongs to Jesus is mine. I was abandoning all of myself in Jesus, and he said to me, my daughter, dissolve yourself in me. Your prayer, dissolve it in mine, so that your prayer and mine may be one single prayer, and it may not be recognized which one is yours and which mine. Your pains, your works, your will, your love, dissolve them all with my pains, with my works, in such a way that they may mix one with the other to form one single thing. So much so that you may be able to say, what belongs to Jesus is mine, and I, what is yours is mine. Imagine a glass of water which is poured into a large container of water. Would you be able to distinguish afterwards the water of the glass from the water of the container? Certainly not. Therefore, to your greatest gain and my highest contentment, repeat to me often, in whatever you do, Jesus, I pour it into you, that I may do not my will, but yours. And I immediately will pour my acting into you.